Welcome to Astor Investment Management's podcast series. Our Senior Managing Director, Mac O'Brien, will be discussing his weekly economic outlook. Thank you for joining us today, Mac.
Hello and welcome back. Thank you, Sibila. This is our March 20th edition of Astor's weekly economic week in review. Headlines are being dominated by the coronavirus. Without question, markets are all over the place in terms of up, down, more down than up. And a big question we're getting at Astor is, what is the economic impact of the coronavirus? And you can assume a lot of things are going to happen. You can assume people are going to lose jobs. You're going to assume retail stores are going to be hurt. You're going to assume factories obviously are shutting down, so that should hurt auto sales. And like I said last week, I want to reiterate that when the market falls, whatever it's down now, right, whether it's 20 or 30 or 35%, the market usually factors in expectations of what is to come within economic data. When you look at the market down, it's assuming that these things are going to happen. And if you look at the overall mood or vibe in the marketplace, like I said last week, I just don't believe that the extent of job loss will be as severe as the market is interpreting, solely because it doesn't seem like companies are wanting to get rid of workers or stop paying workers in order to shore up balance sheets. I feel like there is the overall sentiment that the government is going to help as much as they can to keep companies liquid so they can pay their workers on the books. So when this coronavirus is behind us, the economy can get back up to speed as fast as possible. And it is important to note that we came into this whole virus downturn with one of the healthiest labor markets in the history of the world. Again, 3.5, 3.6% unemployment, 6.5, 7 million open jobs, wage inflation starting to creep up at the lower ends. Let's just get into this week, because we did have some economic data that was impacted by the coronavirus. This week we have the ones we're going to talk about are JOLTS, job openings, housing starts, jobless claims, which is the biggest one, leading indicators. And then next week we have the composite flash report, which will have a early indication of consumer sentiment, which I think is very important. Durable goods, gross domestic product, GDP, another jobless claims report, of course. And then again, consumer sentiment. So right out the bat, let's just talk about jobless claims, which is the amount of people filing for unemployment for the first time, is probably the most reactive or the most short-term indicator that we have to look to see how this is impacting the economy, because it's a weekly report. The last report came in at 211,000. And remember, a big number here is bad. A big number means more people are filing for unemployment, which means they lost their job. So at 211,000, the last report, the consensus was around 220, and the preliminary was 281. A lot worse, roughly 70,000 people worse than the last report, and about a $60,000 miss to the downside, or the bad side, in terms of what Econode consensus estimate. You know, I was talking to my boss, the owner and founder of Astor Investment Management, Rob Stein, and he said that number is bad, but it's nowhere near as bad as what people had expected. We'll continue to watch the data very carefully to see how jobless claims trend over the next week, month, etc. And this will get higher. I mean, 281 is the preliminary number this week. We expect that to rise. It is, again, important to note that 280,000 is still close to historic lows. It's still a very strong number relative to where the economy's been over the past decade or so. But it is at a 2.5-year low in terms of the most recent economic data that has come out. And if you kind of isolate where those claims came from, in California, they jumped 15,000. In Washington, they jumped 8,200. And in Massachusetts, they were up nearly 3,000. Again, which are all substantial increases. And if you've been watching the news, California and, of course, Washington, the two areas that were impacted the earliest with the coronavirus. Existing home sales, there's not too much to report here. The consensus was about 0.1, but again, so much is changing in the economy every day, especially over the past 2 weeks, that we'll really look at this number moving forward versus where it has been. Economic leading indicators, same type of story where, again, the landscape is changing quickly, but no news in leading indicators. It came pretty much in line with expectations. And then the job openings, which is a monthly report, 6.5 was the prior report for January. The consensus, what we thought it was going to be, at a 6.4 million open jobs, and it popped up to almost, the preliminary was 7 million open jobs, 6.96 million open jobs, with roughly 5.8 million people looking for jobs. Fantastic ratio. The employment side of the economy was very, very healthy coming into this. So, you know, not to be a broken record, but it is interesting and important to see how this picture changes and how companies react and behave. They say the true colors of a company will be forever written as to how they treat their workers through the next 45, 60, 90 days. So with that, I'll wrap it up. I think next week's economic data will be the biggest change course from a month over month or a week over week data that we will have seen, given the economy a full 2 or 3 weeks to kind of settle into what we call for the next, 69 days, a new norm. So thanks for joining. And if you have any questions, you can email info@asterim.com. And stay tuned for next week. Thank you.
To learn more about Aster Investment Management's research and strategies, please visit us on the web at www.asterim.com or stay up to date by following us on LinkedIn, Twitter, and our app is also available on the App Store and Google Play. Thank you.
Aster Investment Management, LLC, is a SEC-registered investment advisor. All information contained herein is for informational purposes only. This is not a solicitation to offer investment advice or services in any state where to do so would be unlawful. Analysis and research are provided for informational purposes only, not for trading or investing purposes. All opinions expressed are as of the date of publication and subject to change. They are not intended as investment recommendations.